You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is no secret that Idaho loves its bikes. Pedal power is a very large part of how people get around in the state, but as well as in the Treasure Valley. So to celebrate the bike, the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance is bringing the Filmed by Bike movie festival to Boise this Friday. And along with Portland's famed Bicycle Film Festival, the Alliance is including a session on an Idaho bicycle documentary. You might remember our interview about the movie Following the Lieutenant, Buffalo Soldiers of the Bicycle Corps. Footage from that documentary will be shown on Friday as well. Joining me live in studio to talk about the festival is Bob Anthony, Communications Director of the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, and the director of the documentary Following the Lieutenant, Eric Westrom. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
And I should make a disclaimer that Bob and I go way back. We used to be cohorts at KIVI Channel 6.
Yeah, and this is very uncomfortable for me.
I know. I'm like, oh, this is great. I've got Bob behind the mic. Anyway, okay, so let's get serious. Bob, let's start with the festival. So it's Filmed by Bike. Mm-hmm. And for folks who don't know about this, kind of explain what it is.
Well, it's a film festival, and it's based in Portland, Oregon. They have an international film festival. It goes for multiple days there, about three. And they have hundreds of international entries of short films with a bike theme. They're submitted every year, and the very best, around 40, are featured in the programs. And of that selection of those, about 15 to 20 short films are featured in the traveling show, which is shown at various locations around the world and right here in Boise this Friday night at the Egyptian Theater.
So do you know the films that will be shown, or is it kind of a surprise when it shows up? How does this work?
Well, you know, I went to the festival in Portland. They have it every year in May, and I looked at some of the films, and at that time, I really don't know what films are going to be featured, but I did see a few, and I thought, that's a good one. That's going to be, that's definitely going to be in the traveling show. So I don't know until they release the traveling program in August, but from looking at the films, I could get a pretty good idea.
So tell me about some of the films, and you don't have to, not a specific film, okay, but since it talks about, you know, there's a bicycle theme,
yep,
what does that kind of look like?
Well, the actual show that we're going to show is divided into two parts. One is called Bike Love, and these are films that have kind of a theme with some advocacy work, international films, places where they show how people use bikes in third world countries to get around. You might have unique films, like last year they had a lady who ran a bicycle library, and
So you just checked out a bike and then
it was a actual library
being
towed by a bicycle.
Oh, I thought like you checked a bike out and checked it back in.
And they also had a dog who loved single track trails and ran with the guy on his bike. It was kind of cute. And they have a few films like that in this year's session. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to have to watch it again, but they have some films like that, some unique films, and that's called the Bike Love segment. And then they have the second half of the show after intermission is called Adventure Shorts, and these are kind of like the films that you might see at the Red Bull Festival, the extreme biking, downhilling.
Oh, okay. They'll
also feature films like that show bike packing. You know, it's kind of what the word anything that has to do with adventure
goes into that part of it.
That segment.
And Eric, so some of your footage of the movie Following the Lieutenant will be shown. So for people who didn't hear our interview with you before, quickly kind of describe what your movie is, because it is fascinating.
Sure. So kind of the quick elevator pitch of it is it's a story about a group of Buffalo soldiers who helped pioneer the use of the bicycle for the U.S. Army in the late 1890s.
And you are basically recreating that because they went from what to the West Coast to St. Louis? What was the journey again?
Right. So they started, like, their biggest experiment was in 1897, and they rode from Fort Missoula, Montana to St. Louis, which is about 2,000 miles. And, you know, you're talking 1890s, no real roads, you know, dirt roads. So you're kind of, they tried to stay along railroad tracks to make it a little easier, but they found that actually was kind of difficult at times too, because, you know, you've got all that vibration on your wrists, and it's a really difficult trip.
And where are you in the process of the movie? Because basically a trailer will be shown of the movie.
Right. So it's going to be a trailer. So we're really going to start cranking up the post-production work to get the film done. So it's going to be a lot of editing with the video and the sound. And really the goal is to have it ready to submit to festivals by, you know, early summer.
How important is it to be featured in a festival like this? I mean, it's a trailer, but this is also a story that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a great opportunity and, you know, something we're really appreciative from Film by Bike and for Bob to extend like this chance to, you know, expose us to Boise. And I've had the festival director kind of reach out to with some interest about submitting just the trailer. And we'll see what happens from there.
And the way we hooked up is I used to go to this meeting of the Idaho Cutters. It's a local film group. Seth Randall, another person
oh,
you know.
Seth. Seth used principal. To work at Channel 6 too. It's just such a small little world.
And I used to go to those meetings. I saw everybody present, you know, what they were working on. I thought, wow, these people really have some talent here locally. I mean, this stuff looks really good. And then when I started working at Idaho Walk Bike Alliance, who's putting on Film by Bike, I thought, you know, we ought to have more people locally enter in films to be part of this International Film Festival, because I know there's some talent locally. And then I think through social media, I found out Eric and Seth were working on this Following the Lieutenant film, and I thought, you know, that'd be perfect to feature that at our event, at least give a preview. I said, let me know when, you know, you're getting close, and they're getting close, and now we're more than happy to give them some exposure at the beginning of our event.
Which is so great, because you're right. There are people doing such great work from a film standpoint here, but since we're isolated, sometimes it's hard to get the word out.
Yeah.
And this is a great way to do it for you, Eric.
Yeah, well, this is just a fantastic opportunity. And just working on this project, we've been able to see just so much support from the community, from people who volunteer to be extras and, you know, donating their time and their passion to, like, history, too. It's just great.
Well, and it goes beyond the bicycle. I mean, with this story, and I think that's also just what makes it so compelling. But at the same time, that back in the 1890s, they thought, you know what, we can use bicycles, but to go over this type of terrain, because Bob, that kind of ties into this whole adventure aspect too. When you see what people do on bikes these days,
they call it bike packing now.
Right? Exactly.
This. You know, you could call this some of the first bike packing.
The bike packing happened in the 1890s. That's when it started. Who knew?
Yeah, and now they have all these lightweight carbon bikes and with full suspension shocks and what these guys were riding in the film and in real life. It's just amazing.
Yeah, back then, anywhere. You know, they said they estimated the weight with the bike fully loaded anywhere from like 50 to 60 pounds.
Oh.
You know? So you're not...
You're lucky to stay upright on that thing.
Yeah, you're not really in the... You know, the technology isn't what we have today for bikes, too. So even on the descents, they're walking down.
Because the brakes were bad.
Because you can't brake, right?
That's my worst nightmare. So, Bob, why do you think bicycles are so loved, not just in Idaho, but in the Treasure Valley, but even in North Idaho, we see it with the big bike paths up there, too.
You bet. We have board members all across the state. I was going to do a shout-out to one of our board members up in Sandpoint, Molly O'Reilly. She's also known as the sidewalk Nazi up there. And also we have – and Sandpoint is a great walkable town. We do a lot of work in small little towns, giving them advice and support and trying to help them navigate ways to get funding for walk and bike infrastructure. Moscow, we have another board member there, Nora Locken. That's another really good walkable and bikeable town. But some that we go through there are just divided by a state highway where it's all about moving trucks right on through, you know, and kind of divides a community. And I think there's a good middle ground that, you know, where we could have really good walk and bike infrastructure and also have a much more livable community. And walking and biking is part of that.
Very quickly, because we are running out of time, the film festival is this Friday at the Egyptian Theater in downtown Boise, and tickets still available, right?
Doors open at 6. Get there early. No assigned seating.
All right.
So get there early for a good seat. Tickets available at EgyptianTheater.net.
Thank you both for coming in today. My guest, Bob Anthony, Communications Director of the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance and the director of the documentary Following the Lieutenant, Eric Westrom. Thanks so much, both of you, for coming in.
You bet.
Thank you.